We're talking today with Jerry Bagby, one of the owners from Global Fuels LLC, a new biodiesel plant near Dexter, Missouri. Mr. Bagby, can you tell us a little bit about your operation? How are you guys going to make biodiesel?
We've set up as a multi-feedstock company that we do soybean oil, cottonseed oil, palm oil, coconut oil, peanut oil, or we can use animal fats like poultry fats. We can also use pork and beef fats. They go from a slaughtering plant to a rendering plant and then back to us. We do not use them directly from slaughter plant.
Now, I know, of course, a lot of the biodiesel industry has used the vegetable oils in the past, and you guys are kind of branching out into the animal fat and the oils you can derive from the animal fats as well. How is that process going? Has that been successful so far?
It's not a new process. It's an old process. It's just the combination of the two is not well known in the industry. There's only a very few plants that have been set up, and only in the last year to year and a half has any plant been set up that can use multiple feedstock for a feed source.
How is it different, I guess, than maybe other processes? Can you kind of explain maybe what you guys are doing that might be a bit different?
Well, it is a little bit different. The catalyst is still the same. We still use a methanol and a sodium methylate catalyst that we meter into the process different quantities for the different feedstocks.
Sounds like a pretty innovative way to make use of some of this material that would be wasted otherwise.
Well, we think so. It's a good process. We can make a good fuel. We can meet all the specifications. The ASTM D6751 is the standard by which biofuels are measured. And our plant definitely can make that quality of fuel. We've set the plant up so that we can expand it easily. Actually, we can expand up to 40 million gallons.
How much are you producing at this point?
We're at a 3 million gallon per year level, which will, within a year, will be expanding to 15 million, and we can go, in the next year, we can go to 40 million. So we built a plant that is very expandable. In an area that can be expanded, we're in the process of putting in a crushing plant to crush soybean oil so that we'll have a feedstock readily available right here.
I know there was a similar operation, and I think there still is, in Carthage, Missouri, where they were using the waste products from turkey processing. They ran into some trouble with the smell that it produced in the town there. Are you guys having a similar issue, and how do you overcome that?
No, they're an entirely different kind of plant than what we have. They were not using a rendered process. They were actually in the rendering business themselves, and that the rendering plants do have a problem with odor. That's why the rendering plants should be placed further away from the population.
And what you guys are using is they're already rendered products. That's the idea on that.
Yeah, we're always using rendered products, which do not have the odor problem.
Mr. Bagby, I appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. Anything else that our audience should know about your operation and what you expect for the future of this type of operation?
Well, we think that we're at the very beginning of the alternative fuels industry, that there is going to be a huge growth surge in the next 5 years, and we're just proud to be on the beginning of it.
That's Jerry Bagby, one of the co-owners with Global Fuels in Dexter, Missouri. I'm John Davis reporting.